Perhaps nowhere in Germany are the effects of the Iron Curtain understood better than the tiny village of Müllerreuth. The village of just 50 people was divided down the middle after World War II and separated for 4 decades. 2 abandoned guard towers, a long white wall, a fence topped with barbed wire, and border posts stand as a testament to what people endured for more than 40 years. After Germany's unconditional surrender in 1945, the Allies divided occupied Germany into 4 military zones: French in the southwest, British in the northwest, the United States in the south, and Soviet in the east. 2 states emerged: West Germany, a parliamentary democracy, a NATO member, a founding member of what since became the European Union, and one of the world's largest economies, and East Germany, a totalitarian Stalinist dictatorship allied with the Soviet Union. When Germany was divided, first came a fence and then a wall in Müllerreuth, separating East from West, and in one case, brother from brother. Germany was reunited in 1990 after the collapse of the East German communist government and the opening of the Berlin Wall. Now Müllerreuth is a museum that attracts 60,000 visitors a year to its open-air exhibit.
Noch zieht sich die durchlässige Mauer mitten durchs Dorf. Ist noch deutlich sichtbar und erinnert.
There is also a film that documents the divide. Tour guide Heikel Utsch says it moves many visitors.
There are people, when they watch the movie in that museum, that they're still crying afterwards, after the movie. And so many people say, well, we should never forget what once happened in Müllerreuth or in Germany at all.
American visitor Amy Ladd said she was struck that neighbors a few hundred meters apart could not visit each other.
I can't imagine what it would be like to just be told all of a sudden that you can't go over to the other side overnight.
20 years ago, the divide was broken and Germany officially reunified. Terry Green is visiting from Florida.
I think the unification is certainly a wonderful thing for the Germans. The Eastern Germans did not have much of a life prior to the unification, and now apparently they're starting to reap some of the benefits of Western civilization.
German Berg Osminski says his children do not even feel the effects of the East-West divide because it occurred before they were born.
There's no difference between East and West. Young people, for example, because they grow in the same way. If you ask me if the reunification is, done or whatever, I would say yes.
But there are still grounds for discontent over reunification on both sides. Unemployment in Eastern Germany is far higher than in the West, and some Western Germans complain they had to pay the costs of reunification. Historian Juliana Schütterli.
One of the surveys says 45% of the East Germans are feeling that they didn't benefit or didn't profit by the reunification. But it means that more than the half don't think that. They are, I think, not so disappointed or not so frustrated.
She says the criticisms overlook something far more important.
They always think we have to pay, we have to pay. They have modern highways and modern buildings and modern infrastructure. Yes, a lot of people may think that, but we have freedom right now, and this is one of the most crucial human rights we have, and we achieved it.
Many in Germany believe the reunification process is mostly complete and hope Germans will stop thinking of the country in terms of East and West. This village, formerly known as Little Berlin, shows clearly how divided Germany once was, and by contrast, how far it has come. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, Müllerreuth, Germany.